Hi there. I just wanted to explain a little bit about what you can expect from ancestral constellations. So, just to give you a quick background, originally it is known as family constellations work created by Bert Hellinger, who was a psychotherapist, spiritual psychotherapist rooted in Germany. And he started working with the realm of the ancestors on an energetic level, and with dealing with his clients or dealing with people, and very much working with the body and the spirit mind. And through that, he observed a lot of patterns or commonalities of what he describes as the hidden symmetry of love, and that there are these patterns that we have that are transgenerational that we carry forward into our lives as a subconscious act of love for our ancestors. And oftentimes we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And what this work reveals is the hidden area of what we don't know. And, areas where we go, why am I still suffering in this? Whether it's with not feeling successful or money struggles or relationship, can't bring forward a relationship or patterns of health problems. All of these things, they start revealing about what you don't know. And we work with what's called the, I think, the morphogenic field. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing it properly, but it's this idea that there's an energy field that knows everything has happened throughout time, and we're tapping into that level, the super consciousness. And many ways, our intuition, our being, our bodies, our souls, if you want to describe it that, no, it's just a matter of paying attention and becoming aware. And every person, like, it's an interesting thing because we can all come from different backgrounds, different ancestral histories, yet there are common traits. We work with the realms of, where there's been perpetration, victimhood, where there's been disconnect, separation, whatever has caused, where there's lack of dignity, wherever there's shame, a feeling of exclusion, that we start looking at those things and we start putting more unconditional love or observing. And in the power of bringing anything to awareness, as soon as we bring it to awareness, then we can actually start resolving it. So we go into these realms that, again, we may not even realize where there's lack of belonging or there's disconnect or there's exclusion that has happened in our family system. And then we carry forward some of these things that we go, wow, I'm still struggling with this, even if it doesn't apply to this time period. And, we really take a look at how do we release the shame? How do we release the guilt? How do we release even loyal bonds, describe bonds of loyalty. So you'll see patterns where, and especially even just if you take a look at as simple as a child and a parent relationship, and the child will be loyal to their parent, even if that parent doesn't deserve it, if you want to say by treatment, abusiveness, neglect. But there's a subconscious loyalty to that parent as an act of love and as an act of power, right? Because of the power dynamic. And there's something in the belief system that goes with a child that says, I don't want to surpass my parent. I don't want to be bigger than my parent because that would put things out of order. And then, but then that blocks us. That blocks us from moving forward. That blocks us from being able to undo the karma that we don't need to carry anymore. And truly, truly, whenever I've done this work, ultimately, when we start going into big groups, and the ancestors, truly, generally speaking, don't want us to carry their suffering. They don't want us to be stuck. They don't want us to always be looking back. But they do want to be acknowledged. And there's something about when we start going into acknowledging that person's suffering, or we start acknowledging their struggle, or we start acknowledging who they are, and that's when we really take our place as a descendant. And there's a real feeling of being able to connect and look at them just for the human challenges and trials and greatness that they are. and knowing the time period they were in. And that when we can actually truly see them with our hearts, see them with our eyes wide open, that every person and every ancestor, there's usually stuff that's hidden inside on the internal level, that once it's actually acknowledged, that heart can open. And then the blessings come forward. So it's like we can know all the stories in the world. We can know the genealogy of a person. We can make assumptions, perhaps, about what their lives were like or could have been like or who they were as a person. And yet, when we start going into it and we start putting compassion into it and deep understanding and deep awareness of their gifts and their struggles, it's all of a sudden we start becoming lighter and we start becoming more open and we start releasing these areas that get stuck within us. And it's as if we can invite them to have our backs so we can move forward. So sometimes we'll carry forward patterns of loneliness for our parent. You know, because we see our parent is lonely, then we've learned that that's what it means to be part of this family, that we need to be lonely too, and we don't find a partner or we don't find the family or the people that can support us. So it's really to be experienced, but these are the philosophies or the understandings, perspectives that we'll be coming into with ancestral constellations. I call it ancestral constellations because I find that's really where I love this work. It's more than like it's family on a big level, right? And there's a lot of I love history and vintage and heritage and rootedness, like coming to our roots. And I do find that this work helps to ground my place in this time period that I'm living in. At the same time, being able to see myself as one small piece of the bigger pie of humanity. And I get to draw on all of their hard work, their gifts, and their mistakes, shall we say, to figuring out who they are. And then I'm able to see and go, ah, I'm going to take it one step further. So I had, you know, a grandmother who very much hid the fact that she loved reading and she loved to dance and she hid the things that she enjoyed. This is the story about her. And that because of sexism, because of having to be in a sort of middle upper class home and that's kind of Stepford wife image, she hid these things as if that was considered to be too wild, too crazy, right? Nowadays we look at that as nothing, right? So whenever I dance or whenever I read, I think of her and I think of the privilege I have for being able to express that part of me that can make me more whole, more human, more full, and to enjoy my life. So these are things that we're going to be taking a look at, and you don't really need to know a ton of facts about your ancestors or where they're from. We're just going to go into, you know, really taking a deeper level of understanding about them and to really look at where are your patterns of loyalty that are keeping you stuck where you are, if you feel stuck, but in a position where it's just not full of life and openness and possibilities and being able to be really yourself, you know, wherever you go, or being able to feel grounded in yourself, right? So that'll be my work as a facilitator to help work that through with you. And when we're in a group, it's amazing as we share stories and we share our struggles, each of us, it's like we heal each other, we help each other, because as much as we're different, there's a lot of similar thing burdens we carry, similar perspectives, similar approaches of how we stay connected to our ancestors in good and dysfunctional ways, right? Essentially. So thank you for listening. And there's tons of work about Bird Hellinger. I studied with Rosalba Stocco in Guelph. She's a social worker, but she brought in various teachers. I really enjoy Susie Tucker's work. I studied under Mark Wallen as well. And Claire Duguay, I think it's Duguaynes. She's from Montreal. I more resonate with Susie's work simply out of, I think, just familiarity that she's in publishing and writing and all of this stuff too. So, but all of them have really cool things to offer. So, plus also I've done my own tons of my own work and ongoing, still looking at these things that keep showing up. So thank you, and I look forward to meeting you, meeting your ancestors, and seeing what patterns we can unlock. Have a wonderful day or evening, wherever you are.